Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness, for your kindness, and for your grace in our life, Lord Jesus. We thank you for every caller that's on this phone. We thank you for us being able to gather together in your name to strengthen our hearts with your words. Lord, please anoint everyone on this line. Open their minds and their ears to hear your word. But, Lord, please let us hear your word with our hearts so that we can keep our hearts, the word in our hearts, that we might not sin against thee and be stronger in your name. Give us the courage that we need to build the faith in you. We'll continue to honor you, bless you, and thank you. It's in your mighty name that we pray. In Jesus, amen. Host, I'm going to turn it over to the host. Thank you all for calling in this morning. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Jackie. God bless you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Great, great. Thank you so much, Jackie, for seating and greeting the men and women of God this morning. And I tell you, being a TMC new person, it's just a joy to hear how she came up and said courage. And I thank God for that tag because we all need courage each and every day. Thank you so much, Jackie. I joined Jackie this morning in welcoming all of you to the Master's Call. I'm Brenda Terrell, and I live here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast and in Ocean Springs. And if this is your first time, we're excited that you're here, that you took the time out today to join us to get a word from the Lord. And we are here every Monday through Friday here on the Master's Call. Now, we are so grateful that two blessed women of God started this call back in October 2010, and they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and we have Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is our Mother Eagle. And we're so grateful for these two women of God who said yes. So here we are on the Master's Call that's established on the scripture Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Now, we also have a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So please invite your family and friends to join us here on the Master's Call and say, this is a day that you will get blessed. Amen. Now, we also have a theme for this year, and I am so excited for this theme because I'm seeing it happen day by day. And it is in 2015, through me, miracles, signs, and wonders are seen. So expect miracles, expect signs, expect wonders from the Almighty as you worship and glorify him in all that you do. Now, we have a website you can go to, and it is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. Now, on that site, you'll see past messages. You'll get to listen to them. You'll get to read the bios, and there are times when we have prayer directors, but even if you have comments about the Master's Call, you can do so there on the site. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, such as a greeter like Minister Jackie did so beautifully, or a host as what I'm doing right now, or you might even have a word from the Lord, please submit that information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Now, also, you can send your prayer requests and or praise reports. And I tell you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, we are blessed to be a part of a phenomenal, phenomenal God-ordained health and wellness company, and we are assisting people all around the world with healthier lives. And I tell you, the products are off the chain. That company is Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. Now, you can get more information about this awesome company by going to the morning motivational call, which is held right after this call, Monday through Friday, and you will hear a great deal, wealth of information. That number is 530-881-1300. Again, 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-pound. Again, 539 5998 pound. Now, I know that you guys are ready to hear a word from the Lord, because I know I am. We have a word from on high this morning. This young lady, I tell you, who's about to deliver a message from on high, was born and raised in Southern California. Now, every time you hear her voice, you hear angelic, an angelic nature in her voice, because she is a voice from on high, and I thank God for using her. She is the middle child of three, and she is a graduate of California State University in Long Beach, and she earned her BS degree in criminal justice. Now, she is single, safe, and she's satisfied with Jesus. Praise God. I tell you, she's a blessing to many young women and an inspiration to many single parent mothers. Now, she is a mother of one son, and he is Kalon Taj Williams. He is, I think he's all of our sons, because he is a blessing to the masses as well. He is a basketball player. And now Tiffany is currently employed at the city of Culver City in the transportation department. She is also serving as a, she's an active member of her church, Oasis Church in Los Angeles, where the pastors Phil and Holly Wagner, and she serves as co-director in the nursery. Minister Tiffany loves to travel. She encourages and she supports others. She really supports and encourages all of us in Artists International. And I tell you, she is definitely a transformational professional, okay, because she really blesses us as she speaks to us in art, in the artist business. Now, along with Kalon being a basketball player, she is a basketball mom, and she is really blessing and training that young man to be a man of God, to be a man in the army of God, okay? So she stands on Proverbs 22:6, where it says she believes that she could raise up him in the way he should go, and when he gets old, he will not depart from it. Praise the Lord. She also stands on scriptures, Jeremiah 29:11, where she knows God has a plan for her and her son. She stands on Psalms 34:19, where she knows that many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Okay, I tell you, I'm getting excited just knowing about her bio, but not only that, she is a woman of God. She is a sister. She is a friend. She is a mother, and she is a transformational director with Artists International. She has knowledge. She walks in the power of the living God, and she stands on the word of God. I present to some, introduce to some, and present to others none other than my sister, Tiffany, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. Are you there, Minister Tiffany?
I am, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. The platform is yours. Take it away.
Amen. To God be the glory. I thank God for you, and thank you so much for that introduction this morning. And to Minister Jackie Henderson, wow, thank you so much for greeting us and seating us and for that tag about courage this morning. And I am so excited, because definitely you have been here with us on the Master's Call for over almost our whole 5 years, and I am just excited that you have elevated, allowed God to elevate you to the position that you are today as greeter. So I look forward to the greater and the new things that God has in store for you, and also for each of you who dialed into the Master's Call this morning. I thank God for our co-founders here, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I just thank them for dealing with me, because truly I know that I have been a total mess. But you know what? God is a God of transformation. He's a God of elevation. He's a God of healing. He is a restorer. And so I just thank him that he has allowed this platform called the Master's Call to absolutely enrich, empower, and enhance my life. As I begin my day here, over here in the West Coast, you guys, if you don't know, I heard somebody tell me the other day, oh, I get up early. I said, what do you call early? 8 o'clock is not early. Remember, it's 5:10 right now here in California. But to God be the glory, I thank him that I am able to be a part of this day. So now let's get into what God has been dealing with me with. This is actually going to be the beginning of a series, And it's going to be called Identity Crisis. And reason being is because in these times that we're going through as Christians in the body of Christ right now, we have put our identity of who we are to the side. And we allow other people to hinder us from really walking into who God has called us to be. So the first part of this identity crisis is I am gifted. I am gifted. And so in the I am gifted, I'm going to ask you to turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 11, which reads, "There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. God works in different ways, but it is the same God who does the work in all of us. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge. The same Spirit gives great faith to another, and to someone else, the one Spirit gives the gift of healing. He gives one person the power to perform miracles and another the ability to prophesy. He gives someone else the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. Still another person is given the ability to speak in unknown languages, while another is given the ability to interpret what is being said. It is the one and only Spirit who distributes all of these gifts. He also decides which gift each person should have." Amen. We thank God for the word. So as you can see, we are all gifted, but the question I ask you today is, do you know what your gifts are? You know, there's a difference between talent and gifts, and so maybe some of us on the line may be singers, or maybe some are rappers or writers or jokers or decorators, dancers, actors, you know, you sew, you know. There's some type of talent you have, but I don't want to deal with the talents today. I want to know that there is a gift or gifts inside of you. The Holy Spirit gives every one of us different gifts, more than a talent, but a gift. A talent is just a natural ability to do something well, but when we become Christians, the Holy Spirit gives us supernatural abilities, and those supernatural abilities are the gifts that each and every single one of us have. God gives us spiritual gifts so that we could serve him and help each other. Let me say that again. God gives us spiritual gifts so that we can serve him, first of all, and then so that we can serve one another. Let's look at these gifts a little bit and identify them. And then as we go through them, you figure out throughout your day, throughout the course of the rest of this week, this month of new beginnings, where you fit in to these gifts. The gift of wisdom seems to be the ability to make decisions and give guidance that is according to God's will. The gift of knowledge is the ability to have an in-depth understanding of a spiritual issue or situation. The gift of faith is being able to trust God and encourage others to trust God, no matter the circumstance. The gift of healing is the miraculous ability to use God's healing power to restore a person who is sick, injured, or suffering. The gift of miracles is being able to perform signs and wonders that give authenticity to God's word and the gospel message. The gift of prophecy is being able to proclaim a message from God. The gift of discerning spirits is the ability to determine whether or not a message, person, or event is truly from God. The gift of tongues is the ability to speak in a foreign language that you do not have knowledge of in order to communicate with someone who speaks that language. The gift of interpreting tongues is the ability to translate the tongues, speaking and communicate it back to others in your own language. The gift of administration is being able to keep things organized in accordance with God's principles. The gift of helps is always having the desire and ability to help others or to serve others, to do whatever it takes to get a task accomplished. So I ask you today, and I tell you today, that you are gifted. Why? Because God gifted you. Even when he formed you in your mother's womb, he had already given you gifts. Have you been sitting on them? Have you not been utilizing them? Have something been pushing you and purging you to do something, and you've been saying to yourself, nope, I'm not ready yet. No, I'll wait till later. Well, how do we tell God that we're going to wait till later when we never know that later is guaranteed to us? So no longer shall we put things to the side. No longer shall we put things on hold. The things that God has gifted you, I'm telling you, today is the time to allow those things to flourish into the kingdom. Why? Because the kingdom needs you. Romans 12, verses 6 through 8 that read, we have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophecy, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. And so I thank God for the word, because it gives us instructions on what we need to do and how we need to go about doing it. See, this thing is not just we pull it out when we want to. This means that this is an act that we should go about doing daily. And if not, we need to sit down in a quiet place and give God some time and have a conversation with him. Not a monologue, but a dialogue. You talk and listen, and then you listen. You talk and you listen. You talk, let God talk, and you listen. God gives us these gifts so that we can fully live for him. And I'm going to keep saying that. He gives us these gifts so that we can live for him, we can serve him, and we can help one another. See, we need each other in this kingdom journey that we take every day. We need each other. We need someone that you can lean on and support. You know, we go through so many things in life, and yes, we call on Jesus first and foremost and say, Lord, I need you to give me some direction. I need you, God, like never before. And so in our daily walk, sometimes we just need that physical assurance. And so we have sister friends here on the Master's Call that we could reach out to at any time of the day or the night that are there for us, and they speak life into each and every single one of us. See, we have to make sure that in this season, you have to be sure of who you surround yourself with. Are you surrounding yourself with somebody who continues to tell you who you are not, or are you surrounding yourself with people who are elevating you and pushing you up and identifying some things within you that you may not have seen? Those people that are going to elevate you to help you to get to that next position in your life. Make sure you surround your people with godly people, people who are going to help you and not hinder you. So many times we get caught up with just hanging out with people, I don't know for what reason, but there comes a time in our life where some of those people we have to actually put to the side. Not that we don't love them, not that we don't care for them, but everyone cannot go to the place that God is getting ready to take you to, again, Everyone cannot go to the place where God is trying to take you to. So that means that this is a process of elimination. So some people have to be eliminated from this season because you got to get to where God is taking you to. And so in this eighth month of 2015, I challenge each of you to go and to see and identify the gift that God has stored within you. For remember, God has already said who you are. He has already equipped you with what you need. You are already qualified. When people say, oh, no, you're disqualified from this, you tell them, no, God qualifies me, period. You don't need to give an explanation or anything. Just say that, or sometimes it's good just to be quiet. But just know that you are gifted. Know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and know that grace is coming. And so someone asked, you know, we haven't heard you sing a song in a while, so I am going to sing a quick song right now just to give God some praise. The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty. How great is our God. Say with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. Oh, we bless your name, Jesus. We thank you for the victory. We thank you that you have made us fearfully and wonderfully. We thank you for all of the gifts that you have instilled in each of us. And I pray that as we leave from this place, God, and never from your presence, that we would allow our gifts to be utilized in the kingdom, that they will be able to bring more people to you, God, that they will be able to know and discover you, that we would realize how great we are, that we are powerful and that we are anointed to do great things, God. So I pray right now in the name of Jesus that the gifts that we have inside of us, the spiritual gifts, will be activated. And as you activate them, God, use us that we will be able to serve you as we serve one another. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Back over to you, Minister Brenda Terrell.
Praise God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Tiffany. And I tell you, she is our very own songbird. I just love hearing Tiffany sing. How great is our God. We shouldn't have an identity crisis after this message. Thank you so much for that powerful message. We are gifted. And she prayed, but I'm going to pray once again. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Minister Tiffany, I will call you back to close us out in the benediction. Father, we thank you. We honor and glorify you for being the awesome God that you are. There's none like you. And we thank you, Father, that you have given us this day to glorify your holy and righteous name, to realize, Father, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So we are gifted. You have touched our hands, our hearts, and our minds to do the will that you called us to do. So, Father, we thank you for manifesting every gift that you have placed within us, Lord God, that we will go forth and be the ministers in the marketplace that you called us to be. We thank you, Father, for Minister Tiffany showing us and giving us that nudge that we are gifted, that God has blessed us with a gift and we should utilize it. We thank you, Father God, that we will not sit on our gifts that you have blessed us with, that we will go forth and in faith, because you say faith, without faith it's impossible to please you. So, Father God, we thank you that your word is forever settled in heaven. You watch over to perform it. So we ask that you bless Tiffany and Kalon in a special way. As she gave to us, Lord God, pour back into her virtues of blessings, virtues of gifts, virtues of love, virtues of love and kindness, Lord God. And I thank you, Father, that you bless in every part of her being. Bless her going out and bless her coming in like never before in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, and we ask special blessings on these women of God, Lord God, that serve you faithfully, oh God. And we ask that you place a special blessing on Dr. PK, Lord God, as she is being restored from knee surgery, Lord God. We thank you for the anointing that you have placed within her being, oh God, that she's steadfast and unmovable in you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we lift up all the bereaved families everywhere, Father. You know who they are. And Lord, we ask special blessings on Cynthia Cox and her family, Lord God, that you place a blessing around them, Father, and come to realize that their loved one is dancing on the streets of gold. We glorify you, Father, to be absent from the bodies, to be present with you. And Lord God, we all looking forward to dance on the streets of gold. And we glorify you, Father, that you'll continue to use the family in such a manner, Lord God, that they'll realize that their loved one had left a legacy for them to linger to. Father God, we ask you to bless those that are traveling. Our very own minister, Willa, Lord, who's traveling this morning, we ask that you strengthen her and keep her, Lord God. Protect her and her husband from all harm and danger. We ask special blessing on her loved one, Jarvin, oh God, and keep him, Lord God, as he goes through a difficult situation right now, Father God, with his health. But Lord God, you are the God who heals. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. You are the Lord our God. And you told us all we have to do is apply the blood of Jesus. So we apply the blood of Jesus over Jarvin right now. And we say all is well in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask a special blessing on Artists International and Papa and Mama Diaz de Leon, who celebrated their anniversary. Keep them, Father God, in perfect peace. Strengthen them, Lord God, as they go forth day by day. Strengthen the entire family, Lord God. Dr. Spiller, as our executive assistant, Lord God, we ask that you keep him and his family in a mighty way, oh God. We ask that you strengthen all that are part of Artists International, that we go forth and be the ministers that you called us to be. Oh God, our Father, we ask that you bless the transformation challenge, Lord God. Strengthen all that are participating. And we glorify you, Father, that everything is done, not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the true and living God. We thank you, and we say amen. Well, TMC family, I know you want to hear about this identity crisis, that we are gifted. That message was powerful. And that number to hear it again is 712-432-1085. That's 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-pound. Once again, I want to thank Minister Jackie Henderson for starting and greeting us up this morning, greeting us and praying for us. I thank God for you for being a blessing to the masses. And I want to thank you again, Minister Tiffany, for giving us that word of knowledge, that word to tell us that we are gifted. So I'll turn it back over to you, our songbird, to close us out with a benediction.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Brenda. Now, if you will repeat after me. Now, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from another. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare these things to be so. In Jesus' name, amen. The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. How great is our God, sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. make your day great. I love you, and we'll hear you on the line tomorrow. Bye for now.